Welcome back, Russell. I'm Amy. For the next few minutes, we're going to step back from the constant stream of headlines and look at the world as a connected picture. A useful global news summary does more than list events. It helps explain why developments matter, how they relate to one another, and which larger forces may continue shaping public life. Conflict in one region can affect diplomacy, migration, energy supplies, and food prices elsewhere. An election can alter trade relationships or security partnerships. Extreme weather can become an economic story, while a technological breakthrough can quickly raise questions about jobs, competition, privacy, and power. Our focus will be broad and measured. We'll consider the major pressures influencing international affairs, geopolitical tensions and efforts at diplomacy, changes in large economies and the cost of living concerns felt by households, the growing effects of climate change and the difficult transition toward cleaner energy, and rapid advances in technology, especially artificial intelligence. We'll also keep an eye on public health cooperation and the international institutions trying to coordinate action across borders. Because news develops continuously, it helps to distinguish confirmed events from speculation and temporary drama from durable trends. A dramatic headline may command attention for a day, but slower developments, demographic change, shifting alliances, industrial policy, resource competition, or new patterns of investment can have deeper consequences. The aim is not to treat every story as equally important, nor to reduce complicated issues to a single cause. It is to build a clear mental map. As you listen, consider three simple questions. What changed? Who is affected? And what might this development influence beyond its immediate setting? Those questions can turn a crowded news cycle into something more understandable without pretending that uncertainty has disappeared. So take a breath and widen the lens. Across regions and subjects, the world's biggest stories often overlap in ways that are easy to miss when headlines arrive one at a time. What becomes visible when we stop seeing them as isolated events and begin asking how conflict, economics, climate, technology, and cooperation are all reshaping the same world?